Ich bin ein Conservative. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's Principles and Policies, and no, you don't need a translator. I'm Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy, and along with me today is my co-host, our Vice Chairman of the Institute, fellow analyst and good friend, who actually speaks Russian and I think not German, Chuck Michaels.
Yeah, well, Ich bin ein Berliner is what you're referring to, and if a lot of people don't realize what that translates to is the person who uttered it, President John F. Kennedy, thought he was saying, I am a Berliner.
That's right.
And what he was saying was, I am a jelly donut.
Well, I think that our target, I guess our focus today, has the same problem. Didn't say exactly the same words that John Kennedy said, but Ich bin ein Conservative is the calling card of one Mitt Romney, who stood in front of a gathering at what's called CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, that's held in Washington, D.C. every year. See, this is an annual gathering of all of the social conservatives, fiscal conservatives, neoconservatives, and anybody else who can put a dash in front of the word conservative.
How about non-conservatives?
And non-conservatives as well, to try to convince you how conservative they are. Well, Mitt Romney was pitching hard to this group, uttering the term conservative or conservatism in his speech 24 times. Now, he only spoke for about 10 minutes. 24 times did he utter the word conservative or conservatism in his speech.
Well, that's 2.4 times per minute, and for those of you who don't want to do the math at home.
So I had to open up with that because it reminded me so much of that old line from Kennedy, who actually, well, you're right, was wrong. He was saying he was a jelly donut. And honestly, if you really got to pressing it, I think you'd find out that Mitt Romney has a little bit of a soft center as well. What would we call a left-leaning jelly donut?
Well, a jelly donut has a sweet center. I'm afraid that this would have something bitter in the center, like a big ball of some bitter herb or something.
We won't go there. That gets a little bit too much. And I apologize to anybody that we're horribly offending because you're supporting Mitt Romney for the Republican nomination. You know, in the purpose of full disclosure, we're not.
Yes.
And I think it's interesting because, you know, the big problem with having been in the political arena for a while is that you have a record to run on or to be compared against when you decide to come before folks and say things that your record belies. And that's the problem that I think Mitt Romney actually has. You know, he came into this group. He talked that he's fought against government overreach. But yet, he's okay with government overreach at the state level because he, as governor of the state of Massachusetts, and it's funny, Chuck, because a lot of people point to that, he was governor of Massachusetts to show how wonderful he is as a governor, that even he could get elected in a liberal state like Massachusetts. I'm not sure that that's part of the conservative credentialing package that Romney is trying to put together here, is to remind people that as a Republican, he was able to win the governorship of Massachusetts fairly easily.
And this is one of the places where you have to be careful because R does not equal conservative.
No, it does not, but in a lot of people's minds, it does.
That's right.
And we're here to disabuse folks of those quaint, antiquated notions.
Well, I'm going to take it a step further insofar as I don't let people call me a conservative anymore for this reason. Guys like Mitt Romney can claim the mantle. By my original definition of conservatism, which is essentially being a constitutionalist, which is what I call myself a Christian first and a constitutionalist second. Mitt Romney is a Mormon, so don't think so. Although David Barton has genuflected over him and claimed that anybody who is a Mormon is also a Christian. I'm afraid not. And if that makes you mad, well, write me a letter and explain to me how you can be considered an Orthodox Christian if you worship a different Christ than the one of the Bible.
That's the point there. But even beyond his religion, we got to get to the point of his record.
Yes, his record is awful.
And that's the key here, because here he is coming to the CPAC, and he says, hey, I'm going to be pro-life. Well, he's been on both sides of that issue in his political past, Chuck. I'm going to abide by the Constitution. Okay, I would like to see when he gets up in the candidate debates and says that he's okay with predator drones being flown over the U.S. or the execution of American citizens who are on foreign soil because they're deemed to be terrorists by the President of the United States. Where's that adhering to the Constitution?
Well, he said he would happily sign the National Defense Authorization Act.
which is another unconstitutional piece of legislation.
And he does have a record, and it's not a good one, and it's not a conservative one.
No, it is not. And need I bring up RomneyCare, which is the state-level total coverage health care system that Mitt Romney, as governor of Massachusetts, had put into place when he was governor. And it's been admitted it was the genesis for Obamacare. So for all of the things that all of our friends in the conservative world are so concerned about Obamacare, and as we've heard the cries, you know, when they needed to have the Republicans take over Congress, it's all about repealing Obamacare. We're into 14 months of the Republicans having control of the House. Have you seen an effort to repeal Obamacare yet?
And you and I warned people that if they didn't do what they had a chance to do immediately, and that was defund the thing, you can kill it by defunding it. If there's no money to spend on the bureaucracy, that you cannot move forward. And we warned people that to watch John Boehner, because John Boehner would not defund Obamacare, because at heart, he is for socialized medicine.
Well, you were present when John Boehner came out before a crowd that Michelle Bachmann had called together in D.C.
That's right.
To oppose Obamacare, where he stood and talked about the Republican health care plan.
Yes, and I read it.
But the point is, Chuck, it begged the question, where in the Constitution does it authorize Congress to get involved in health care? Where does it authorize the federal government at all to engage in what is a private transaction?
Yeah, the whole idea being that we're delving into territory that it simply doesn't make any sense, and that is healthcare is a right. Healthcare is not a right. It is a service.
And we've talked about this on this program before. But you know what? Maybe Romney has learned the error of his ways, because RomneyCare has failed miserably in the state of Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the data is in, and it's not working. But the point is, he says that the other promise he made to this conservative group is that he'll slash federal spending. Well, if he starts with zero funding Obamacare, okay, I'll meet him halfway on that one. But we know that that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about he's going to slow the growth of government. Just like every other person who's ever run for and or won the White House, they always promise slashing federal spending, but what they're doing is they're just slashing the growth rate of it temporarily.
That's right. Well, that's the same kind of funky math that you get into when, for instance, the Labor Department claiming that X number of 100,000 new jobs were created last month. When in fact, what they did was the job fall off rate didn't quite reach what they projected. And therefore, quote unquote, because planning numbers are always perfect, Barry, we all know the planners never get it wrong. The fact is, what happens is those jobs, we must have created jobs because we didn't lose as many as we thought we were going to.
Well, that's funny, because they must have come up with that Windex that nobody seems to have, you know, because right now we lurk through a glass darkly.
Yes.
So they must have found that Windex to clean up that crystal ball so that they could see perfectly through
it. Well, this is the fallacy of planning economies, which now, how many years after the fall of communism, we're still attempting to plan economies without knowing. And believe me, Mitt Romney is a planned economy type guy. And that's
right.
The whole point here. In fact, RomneyCare is not his only sin. You've got road projects in Massachusetts that turned out to just be disastrous. Like, a lot of people don't know this because they don't live in Massachusetts, but there's a project there called the Big Dig.
Oh, yes.
And that's a Romney project, and it cost gazillions, using the technical term, gazillions of dollars. And it overran by gazillions of dollars on the original. All this was to build a tunnel in Boston.
Under the bay.
Under the bay. And the darn thing just got more and more and more expensive. And then they got it up and opened it up, and a ceiling panel fell down and killed a woman in her car because somebody had tried to cut the cost by cutting the type of adhesive that they'd used on the concrete ceiling panels.
Yeah, we're not talking a small one. This thing was about 4 feet by 5 feet across, and I think, about 7 or 8 inches thick. So you're talking about a few tons of concrete.
Yes, it was a big piece of concrete held up by a piece of epoxy. Well, first of all, I'm not sure I'd ever want to drive through that tunnel. But the fact is that Mitt Romney, of course, he didn't plan it. All he did was sign the bill to fund it. When he should have said, whoa, fellas, let's slow down here and take a look and see if these numbers are right. He didn't do that.
Well, of course not. Now, the other point is that Romney says, and this is a direct quote, I know conservatism because I have lived conservatism. Now, I'm wondering if the fact that he means that that's a continuing commitment, or that that was something he tried in the past and realized liberalism was much, much better fit for him.
Okay, Barry, let's look at the Romney record. The fact is he was raised by a man named George Romney,
who was the former governor of Michigan.
And he was a liberal Republican.
Yes, he was.
And his mother also ran for Senate in Michigan. Now, George was the governor, and I think he ran for Senate and lost. His mother also ran for the Senate in the 70s, and she ran on a pro-abortion platform, which, by the way, Mitt Romney, during one of his campaign stops before he decided to run for president, this was when he ran in 08,
yes,
paid fealty to the idea of abortion by saying, my mother ran on an abortion platform in 1972 when she ran for the Senate, and I hold to the same platform.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden he's quote-unquote seen the light on abortion.
Well, as he says, that he's vowing to be pro-life.
Well, yeah, whatever that. And see, again, this is one of those wiggle words.
Yes, it is.
Like conservative. He's vowed to be conservative. He claims he's a conservative. Neither Mitt nor George were ever anything like conservative. George Romney did his best to get rid of Ronald Reagan. George Romney did his best to get rid of Barry Goldwater in the 64, 68, 72, and 76 conventions. And the fact is, this quote-unquote Romney pro-life is not pro-life at all. It's a nuanced position that has nothing to do with actually being pro-life. So he's conservative like he's pro-life, which is not at all.
Well, and I think it's interesting because I like parsing the words of some of these candidates, because ultimately, if you let them talk long enough, they actually tell you something. But you have to be willing to listen carefully to hear it.
Listen between the lines.
You know, he said in this argument, you know, as he's trying to defend his conservative cred, that he says, I understand the battles we conservatives must fight because I have been on the front lines. Chuck, that's fine. We'll give that to him. We can say that, okay, you think you've been on the front lines. He continues on later on in the speech to say, I happen to be the only candidate in this race, Republican or Democrat, who has never worked a day in Washington. I'm sorry, how can you be on the front lines of conservative issues if you've never worked a day in Washington? Now, does that mean you've never taken a federal government paycheck? Well, that's a whole different game than I never worked a day in Washington, because you were a former governor of Massachusetts. You should have been being very concerned about what was going on in Washington and probably got up there and worked the Hill.
I was going to say, you really think he didn't work with the senators and congressmen that represent Massachusetts and made deals? Who's kidding who here?
Well, this is what's called a throwaway line, Chuck. This is one of those ones where you're supposed to, you throw it out there and people give you great deal of amount of applause, but you want them to applaud so they don't stop to think about what you're actually saying. And he basically is like, I don't have old scores to settle or decades of cloakroom deals that I have to defend. Well, okay, that's all fine and good. And honestly, that's not necessarily a big selling point one way or the other. But the key is that Romney is out there trying to make the country make apologies to John Kerry. If you remember, John Kerry, the pictures of him like with his head replaced with a waffle. You know, I was for it before I was against it. I was against it before I was for it. Mitt Romney has redefined the term flip-flop. We go back to 2008 when he was running and that quote about pro-abortion. Now he's in 2012, just 4 years later, with nothing else having changed, and now all of a sudden he's vowing to be pro-life. Now, the other thing is he talks about being pro-family, too, and he talks about he wants a federal constitutional amendment to defend traditional marriage. Well, we've talked about before about the point is that the federal government has no business in this issue to start with, and to federalize it by an amendment is actually unconstitutional, but he said he's going to be adhere strictly to the Constitution. So which one is it, Mitt? You can't have it both ways. But and here's the last thing that I want to come up with. I know we're getting close to our close.
Yes.
But he says that his faith, his family, and his businesses. I want to talk just briefly about one of his businesses, Marriott Hotel Corporation. He was on the board. He stepped down because of this run for president. He was on the board of directors. Marriott is one of the largest volume distributors of pornography in America because of their in-room pay-per-view policies. They have been approached numerous times by pro-family groups all over this country, including Citizens for Community Values, who I used to work for, about getting the pay-per-view porn out of their hotel rooms and all the Marriott chains. Mitt Romney was making money from porn as a shareholder and a board of directors of Marriott Corporation. That's not pro-family. That's not conservative.
And actually, that's one of the reasons he stepped down from the board. Well, we are, as usual, out of time, just as we really get into the meat of it. So join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.